Hi, and welcome to the Quinton Hyde Podcast. I'm Quinton Hyde. I'm here with Jesper Lust, and we're going to be talking today about dating app debacles.
Wow, that's catchy.
I was thinking about that before we started. I was like, I'm going to say debacles.
Is that going to be the title of the episode?
Probably not.
Okay.
Maybe.
It kind of works, dating app debacles.
And we were thinking about it because yesterday, of course, we recorded a new video, so today we're going to record a new podcast. And this morning we were scrolling dating apps, and I think you were hating on everyone you saw, and I'm kidding, he's not that mean.
No, but I did not like a single person, whereas Quinton ran out of his likes in about 2 seconds.
No, that's not true. I took a good 15 minutes.
Yes.
No, here's the thing. I just appreciate people's natural beauties more than Jesper, I suppose.
And I just spot red flags.
Hey, I went to therapy for that. I'm supposed to spot red flags now.
Oh, how's that going?
Yeah, it's okay.
Where do we start with dating app debacles?
I don't know. I feel like you should just open up your Hinge right now and just tell us what you think.
Okay.
Just tell us what you think, because Jesper's...
So we got Ekaterina. A random fact I love is, dolphins have been recorded getting high by forming a dolphin circle and passing a puffer fish around in the circle.
I think that's very well known at this point.
Yes, it is. Yeah, she smokes, so that's an instant goodbye. There you go.
See, he's so hardcore.
I don't want to date someone who smokes.
You're so hardcore.
I know, crazy, right?
I have to mute my phone real quick because someone I barely know is asking me for advice on buying a laptop, which for some reason is the second person to ask me for laptop advice in the last few weeks.
I mean, better than asking you for dating advice, I guess.
I'm literally so good at giving dating advice. I'm literally the best at it.
Okay, here we have Maggie. I'm weirdly attracted to men in suits.
That's a hot take.
Well, there's several videos of us doing things in suits for no reason.
Oh, right, yeah. We have never addressed that, but there's several, like for example, when we went to the worst rated toilets, which is doing so well. That video is just suddenly like getting views, but we were wearing suits all the way through.
And did not address it.
Yeah, just for fun.
Same with the box video.
We could barely see that.
There was another one, I think, where we did that.
Yeah, 100%.
What was that? I don't know.
I don't remember. Have you ever gone on... Oh, wait, you have. I was going to say, have you ever gone on a dating app date, like, in real life?
Yes.
But you had whole relationships out of that.
Yes.
Two, I think, even.
Yes. Here we have Kami.
I think it's not Kami. I think it might be Kami.
She smokes. Goodbye. Here we have Garline, who... 2 truths and a lie. I love Disney and Harry Potter.
People who love Disney and Harry Potter.
The amount of emojis there is an instant...
I love emojis. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. If a girl uses more emojis, I think that's attractive.
Yeah, you love it when they use emojis?
Yes.
I love Disney and Harry Potter,
yes.
And then a lion emoji, a glasses emoji, a lightning bolt emoji, and a wand emoji.
Yes, yeah.
You're not like, dear Lord,
no.
go back to
no.
IKEA and buy another live, love, laugh sign.
No.
No, okay.
No, here's the thing. You want to hear something crazy? I've considered getting an emoji tattoo at some point, but I decided not to do it.
Thank God. What are you going to get?
I was thinking of getting my favorite emoji.
Which is what?
Is it
going to be the upside down cry laugh emoji?
No, it's, wait, I'm trying to find it so you can see it. It's,
okay, so...
Fucking... Why show me in the Android ones? Those are ugly. This is my favorite emoji. It's the grinning face with smiling eyes emoji.
Yeah.
That's the best emoji.
Why the hell would you get that tattooed on you?
Just show how much of a happy guy I am. I'm a pretty happy guy.
Yeah, no, there's other ways of showing that. Like, by being a happy guy. You know, you don't need an emoji tattoo.
Listen, I ended up not doing it, okay? I ended up not... But you've had two she's good looking. She's very good looking. But I bet you're gonna dislike her for like, some small reason.
Is a good prompt. I'm looking for a prince, full stop.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, that's quite annoying.
Ugh.
I have seen her. No, I've seen her on... You're in my location, so it's not weird that you see the same people that I've seen.
No, I know. I'm also fairly certain...
Wait, didn't I match her? I think I've matched her.
Can I be horrendously awkward? Because I'm pretty sure I remember ghosting her at some point.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Okay, bye. Yikes.
Wait, how have you ghosted her, but you've not matched?
I think we matched like years ago.
Really?
On another dating app, yeah.
Years ago?
Yeah.
She was 21.
Yeah,
it
like
could
five
not have been that long ago.
No, true.
Did you know that? This is one of the greatest dating app debacles I can ever tell you. Back in the day when I was a teenager, you were allowed on like Tinder and all that under 18, but you had like two different ones. So you had like 13 to 17, and then when you turned 18, you couldn't see anyone under 18. So it went like 18 to like 65.
That's still weird.
Yeah, but for me, when I was 15, that it made sense,
yeah.
Right? So at some point, I think I wasn't actually on Tinder at that point. I think I was 16 and I was on Hot or Not.
That's a great sentence, God.
Yes, I was on Hot or Not.
I was 16 and I was on Hot
yes,
or Not.
Yes, yeah. But I, again, that was allowed because you had the kid version and the not...
The kid
listen, I know it now.
Hot or Not.
Fella, I am 25 now. I understand that it's... relatively unsafe.
I just want to know.
But when I was 16.
I want to know the board meeting where they were like, hot or not, people, should we have a kid's version?
And they did.
Yep.
And they did. So did you know that one of my exes was actually on Hot or Not without me knowing? And then one day when I was like, why do you have Hot or Not? She kind of just went like, you know what? I don't know. I think my phone installed the app on its own.
And you were like,
and me,
that's
even
fine,
though I
yeah.
at the time worked as a technical help desk dude, went like, oh, that's crazy. And I completely bought it.
Yeah, hey, you should check out the other episode.
The other episode, which I titled something like the craziest, saddest story I've ever told. And then the thumbnail is Jesper just cracking up.
It was very funny.
It was really funny. Well, basically, yeah. I was on Hot or Not. I was 16, right? No, that's not true. I was 15 because I matched with a girl who was 14 and I wouldn't have filtered for 14-year-olds when I was 16.
There's so much stuff that could be taken out of context there.
Oh, right. You're right. Oh, no. And she opens up the conversation by going, hey, do you see that kid in that one picture with me? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, oh, that's my daughter. And I'm like, huh? She's like, yeah, I got pregnant when I was 12. And I was like, there's no way that's true. And she's like, no, it's true. And then I Googled it because it was like, that would have made news, right? So I Googled where she was from and like, what are you doing on your phone? Because you're smiling a little.
Sorry, I just wanted to confirm that I did indeed match with that person before.
Oh, you did?
And then ghost.
Wait, what app is this?
This is WhatsApp.
Wait, oh, you exchanged numbers and everything.
Yeah,
Oh my God.
I just remember that.
But Jesper, she was genuinely really good looking.
Sure, but I...
What the hell?
Okay, I remember why I ghosted her.
Where's my drink? Oh, here.
It was because she kept talking about Marvel.
Marvel is so good.
Yeah, but if I remember correctly, I mean, the last message I never opened from 2019 was Iron Man.
Oh, it's the blanked out one.
Yeah. So yeah, I just... Marvel isn't a personality trait, I'm sorry.
No, but it's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool to like Marvel, but pretty much everyone likes Marvel. It's not. it's like saying, make sure we're on the same page about enjoying walls. Like, yeah, I like walls because they keep a house together that I can live in.
I feel like that is on a different level. I feel like that's on a different level.
Yeah, you should shut up.
All right, basically, yeah. So I Googled that girl and I found out that there was actually a girl from that village who had gotten a baby at 12. Then she proceeds to, this story gets worse. We proceed to exchange our Kick accounts.
Oh Kick. God. I've never used Kick.
When I was a teenager, I was an avid Kick user. So we exchanged our Kicks and for the next, and I don't know. Oh, right, I remember. I didn't want to talk to her anymore because I was a little bit like, oh, God, you know, you were 12 when you had a kid.
You weren't ready for children at 15?
I wasn't. I wasn't ready for kids when I was 15. But she asked for my Kick, and, well, you know that I could never say no to, well, anyone until, like, 2 years ago. 1 year ago. Mm-hmm. Half a year ago. So I exchanged Kicks, and I kid you not, she sends me her birth-giving pictures. Like, baby fresh out of womb, like,
my
covered.
God.
You know, when it's, like, wrinkly and covered in gunk. And she sends me, like, 17 of those pictures. And I'm like, she's like, this is my baby, just after, you know, being born. I was like, that's awesome. Wow, so cool. And I kind of killed the conversation. And then for the next, I think, half year, every few months, she would just come back and send me more of those pictures, being like, oh, I found some more, here you go. And I'd be like, yeah, still, it is, you have a child, that's very cute. And then I think at some point she just dropped, yeah, the dad was 16. And I was like, oh my God, and you were 12, that is crazy. She was like, yeah, but sometimes he still tries to reach out. And then I think at some point I just deleted my whole kick.
I hope she's okay.
Same.
That's all I can say.
Same. She was, like, as a person, quite nice, if that makes sense, but just a little, I suppose,
yeah,
off the rails. So I think that's my craziest debacle.
Where do we go from here?
There's only up. When you hit rock bottom, the only way to go is up. You've never had any of these?
I have had one pretty awful Tinder day that I don't think but I've you went on a about.
No, oh, go for it.
This was like, again, years ago.
Uh-huh.
I think 2018 or 19 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was with someone, we've been talking for a while. She was like, hey, wanna get dinner? I was like, okay. Went to a pizza place, and she just kind of exclusively talked about how much of a cold she had, and described her, like, snot in great detail.
What?
Which meant that I just kind of didn't really feel like eating my fucking pizza. So I had like one slice, boxed up the rest, messaged my friend to be like, hey,
Wait, you did a friend exit?
Kinda, yeah.
Wow!
To be like, hey, wanna meet me on this tram? And then, yep, that, yeah, I fucked off.
Wow!
Yeah.
I once went on something that might have been a date, in which I just kind of disappeared. But I don't know, because here's the thing. To me, something is only a date when you use the word go out, take out, or date. If you just go, you want to, like...
You sure that wasn't like a hitman?
No. I've seen her in real life.
Okay, cool.
So I remember... This was a viewer.
Okay.
No, she was an adult. Some people that watch us are actually adults.
This is the most cancelable podcast yet.
No, she was not like an avid viewer, but she had seen me on TikTok, followed me on Snapchat, and we like talked a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then at some point we were talking, and I found out that she went to, almost said school, university, right next to where I worked. Mm-hmm. Like 100 meters away from there at the time. And we were like, oh, let's go for smoothies. So it's like, I don't know if that's a date at all. You know, that's unclear. Mm-hmm. So we sat down, but I was really bored. She was very nice. So it's mean to say, but I just didn't feel anything. Why is that funny?
Imagine telling someone that, like, hey.
No, I didn't tell her that.
I enjoyed hanging out with you, but I felt absolutely nothing.
No, here's the thing.
Just dead inside, straight up.
No, like, I have autism, so I feel like I can use that cardigan.
Yeah, sure.
I use that cardigan.
Cute.
It was pretty funny. No, it's like, I remember just pretty quickly, I was like, yo, I would much rather go home. Because I was just, I don't know. Here's the thing. Almost every interaction that I have bores me. Mm-hmm. Which is, I know, is an issue, but I was just like, yeah, okay. And then we left and we walked over to the, the bus, because I was going to take the bus home, I think. My bus came and I just went like, well, it was fun seeing you. And then I hugged her like this and then I hopped on. And I remember she was like, yeah, you too. And then I went home and we never talked again.
Damn, that's painful.
I want to point out that I was young when that happened.
How young?
I think 21 or 22.
Okay, yeah, bet.
But I'm no, here's the thing. I'm confident, cool, and collected now.
Oh, with a Q?
Yes! Let's go through a few swipes on social, on Tinder right now.
Sure.
And then you can judge my choices.
Okay.
That's really funny.
Anne.
Yes.
Yep. I disagree.
Yes.
I couldn't tell anything about that person.
Oh, this girl almost has the same name as everyone ever that I've ever dated ever.
Yeah,
so
you should like her. Here we have, oh my god, no.
Huh?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. She lived 1 kilometer away. We could have seen her outside.
Great. I feel like I should explain that visceral reaction.
Why?
Number one, she smoked.
Did she? I didn't even notice.
Yeah, there was a picture of her with a cigarette in her mouth.
Didn't even notice.
That is just very lame in general. Secondly, she looked like the most horrible Dutch people there are. You know, like a manager type. Let's go out for a drink on a terrace outside in November type thing.
That's like your type of gal.
I'm just very judgmental.
I mean, this podcast paints us in an insane light. Everything I say can be pulled hella out of context, and you're just like, I hate everyone.
Yeah, you're gonna like this one.
Yeah, that's true.
Purely based
on... Nope!
One photograph.
No, Jasper, that's okay.
One photo he really liked.
That's fair enough.
I'll never guess what it was.
Realistically, they wouldn't.
I think they would.
You know what's annoying about dating apps? How they keep asking you to buy premium. I'm not buying premium.
I feel like you would.
I'm not paying $40 a month for a Hinge Plus or what, a Hinge Gold or whatever it's called.
Thing is, I feel like there's a situation where you would do that.
I'm not paying $40 for... Okay, listen, I'm going to tell you, if I were a millionaire, sure enough, I would... If I had like a lot of money, I would impulse buy the craziest things all the time. I mean, the light that is currently illuminating us is a special light that is supposed to give you more energy, and I bought it because of that one claim. And now it's here. Now I have it. What else did I buy? Something else came in yesterday. Oh, right, yeah, the cry
thing. Oh, yeah, yeah. And pills.
Pills?
The Instagram pills.
All right, the Instagram pills! Jasper keeps saying that Instagram ads make money on me. How did you put it? Like...
Instagram ads know when you're most likely...
susceptible to buying weird products.
Which is every night. I remember one time, like, a couple of years ago, hey, we had to stop you from buying, like, a kind of biscuit.
What?
On Instagram
this
ads.
This sounds very... Oh. Oh. I mean a cookie, right?
Yeah.
When
like
you say biscuit, I think of, like, graham crackers.
Right, but that's your problem.
No, that's just the British problem, you know?
No, because you're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
So well, you mean a cookie?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, because vastly different, because you're talking about the really thick cookies.
No, I'm talking about biscuits, the ones you have with tea.
Fella, no one eats cookies and tea. Like, no one is like, no one under the age of 40 just gets a cookie and some tea. No one.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I don't, but...
Yeah. Exactly. Tea to me is just medicine. Like, I drink that when my throat hurts, because it's like a carrier for the honey I put in it.
Tea is like the main drink.
No.
There's so many variations.
So hardcore, no.
I have so many different types of teas for every vibe.
These two boxes of tea that you use when you come over here, I've had for like ages. I don't drink tea, only when I'm not feeling right.
Yeah.
Like right now. Like, you've probably heard some sounds halfway through. So, I don't know what it is, though. I just think I have a cold.
Nice. You should talk about that in grave detail.
What a good callback.
Thank you.
That was such a good callback.
I'm good at calling back.
Yeah. No, you know what I have on dating apps? Almost everyone who's like, super into me turns out to live super far away, but just moved their location to the Netherlands. This has happened, I think, on like 8 occasions in like the last 2 years or something. No, that's not true. I've had a relationship in the meantime, so I was not on dating apps when that happened. But
no, you weren't?
No, obviously
not.
It
didn't just magically appear on your phone?
Such a good callback. No, I would never be on a dating. I know people who do that. I think that's weird. I remember at some point I had like a coworker, and we had to go on like an international trip. They sent us to like another country. And he was just like, I'm going to open Tinder. I was like, but you were just talking about how much you like your girlfriend. He was like, yeah, but I want to know what kind of women are on Tinder here. And I'm like, that is really weird. That's a weird thing to do.
I mean, to be honest, my last relationship, my girlfriend at one point was like, hey, what if I download Tinder just to laugh at people? I was like, yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, but that relationship was the most weirdly not jealous thing I've ever seen. Because you used to, can I say that?
Yeah, sure.
You used to sleep in bed with a female friend of ours, at, like, four nights out of the week at some point, and your girlfriend was completely fine with that. That is insane.
Yeah, and she was on Tinder and that was cool.
That is insane. Right? Right, dear listener / viewer? Like, I'm sorry, if my girl... No, wait, that has happened. I was gonna be like, if my girlfriend was like, can I sleep in bed with a friend? I would have been like, well, proverbially not. But then I realized that one of my exes is, you know, the same one that also drank the blood. Mm. Wait, did I... What did I mention earlier?
The drinking... Magically appearing fine.
Oh, right, yeah, I didn't mention the drinking blood part. When did I mention that?
That was in the video.
In the video we filmed yesterday. Yeah, fair enough. I don't know if that's going to make the cut, but obviously...
We'll see.
Yeah, whoopsie. Anyway, she was bi, and at some point she slept in, like, a bed with this girl. And I was just like, oh, okay, fair enough. And then afterwards I was like, wait a second, you like girls? That's still... Because that girl's a lesbian, too. So I was like, wait a second, this is really weird. And then it turns out that girl had told her that she really smelled.
I mean, I guess that's a good anti-cheating mechanism. Just make sure your insignificant other smells.
Oh, no, really I'm pretty sure she still cheated, but not with that girl.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy for you.
No worries. No, I'm more vigilant of these things now. That's why I'm more, you know, picky on dating apps, too. See, we circled back.
Yeah, you're so picky. you run out of likes within seconds.
No, that's, like, Jesper is pulling it out of context a little bit. So, okay, here's the thing. I've said this a lot. I think a lot of women just look good, but it's very difficult for me to be interested in someone. Like, I never, almost never ask anyone out ever. Because I just barely ever care.
I don't think I've ever asked anyone out ever.
No, I have. Because I just, you know, said it. But with my three relationships, I never really made the first move. It was more that, like, all the cards were super on the table and they were just waiting for me to say something. So that, in my head, that doesn't really count as making the first move. Because it's kind of like someone going, ask me out, and you're like, you want to go out? Like, you didn't ask it. Like, you had just, like, a massive opening. Yeah, I don't know. I think I, on dating apps, I've actually asked out a person one time as a teenager, but I did it so awkwardly that I got ghosted. And I think twice as an adult. Thrice as an adult.
Sheesh.
Three times ever. And one was like, I would love to, but I live actually way, way out of bounds. And I was like, oh, okay. She turns out to live in like, actually, I don't know where that is. Never mind.
Germany.
No, it was like Israel.
Oh, right.
But I don't know where that is. Like, I could not point out that on you on the map.
I could.
If you gave me a map, you would like point at Israel, or, you know, its well-known capital of absolutely no idea, I could not find it. I could not even, like, closely. I don't even know what continent it's in. You could tell me that Israel is in, like, South America, I'd believe that 100%. I have no clue.
I mean, I guess you gotta live up to the American accent.
No, I have no idea.
No?
No, yeah, just none.
Should we pull up a map?
I could do that right now. I have a computer right in front of me.
Crazy.
Oh, I misspelled it, too. No, that's not how you spell that, apparently.
So American.
So I'm not even isn't it in Africa?
No, it's like Middle East.
Oh, that's where Jerusalem is. That's where the Bible is. Takes place, right?
The Bible takes place.
Doesn't it? It does, right?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I just love the phrasing of, hey, dude, what?
That's where the Bible takes place. Yeah, and another time I asked someone out and she said, yeah, sure. And then I was like, you know, you either want to or you don't.
If you insist.
If you want to do something. Because I was not even that into that girl, which sounds like one of those guys that just goes, well, you weren't cute anyway. But I thought, like, I don't know, maybe we can vibe. And I was like, yeah, well, you want to meet up at some point? And she was like, oh, yeah, maybe, sure. I was like, yeah, okay, never mind then, yo. And we never talked again afterwards. So I was like, you know.
That was a happy ending.
Yeah. And one time, and she's just very busy. It would be fun still to meet up, but, you know,
yeah,
just vibing through life. I think that's the only good part of having, like, a backlog of some failed relationships and, like, some therapy, is that I am semi-desynthesized a little bit sometimes, maybe. Actually, kind of that difference.
Did you pronounce that? Desensitized.
Desynthesized. Desynthesized. Wait, what did...
Desensitized.
Desynthesized. Desensitized.
There we go.
Wait, what is desensitized then?
Nothing, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what the viewer really needs to know? Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I cleared up over 200 gigabytes of storage on my computer. That's like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I'm trying to keep the conversation going, but you're just kind of listening. You're not one of the viewers. You're supposed to say...
I'm sorry, this is very, like, neurodivergent talk, where it's like, hey, dating apps, oh, also I did this, oh, by the way, look.
It's the Quentin Hyde podcast, what did you expect?
The sentence I decided. Okay, what's the worst date you've ever been on?
The worst date I've ever been on, not app-related.
Yeah, just worst date.
I've liked all of my dates. I mean, is the one thing that I said with the smoothies, is that a date? Was that, like, did she think that was a date, you think?
I don't know.
Okay.
So I'm equally as oblivious as you, I think.
That's fair enough. Yeah, you are. I don't know. My first ever date I ever went on with my first ever girlfriend, I took her to the Emoji movie.
Yeah, that is.
No, but I thought she would like that. I thought she would find that funny. So I flew over there because it was long distance, and I was like, because we were kidding about the emoji movie. So I was like, I'm going to take you out to the Emoji movie, right? And she was like, no, don't do it, don't do it. And I thought that was part of the meme. She just didn't want to go to the Emoji movie. Mm-hmm. So I went there, and with like great struggle, I bought some tickets in Spanish. And I was like, yeah, we're going to the Emoji movie. It was like just in theaters. And then we watched the Emoji movie. And then afterwards, she was like, I hated this. I was like, oh, you were serious about that. That was very unclear to me.
Was it dubbed in Spanish?
No, it was subtitled. So it was Emoji la Película.
Because I did once go on a date and we watched Finding Dory dubbed in Czech.
In Czech?
Yeah, I did not understand
this. Wait, you were on a date with a Czech girl?
Yes.
When?
Years ago, I was a child.
Oh, your first girlfriend?
Yeah, I suppose.
What was Finding Dory? Isn't that old?
I think it's that one.
Right? Finding Dory is... But you were like 15, right?
16, I think.
So that's like, that's 7 years ago. How old is Finding Dory? You want me to sing like a cool song in the meantime while you look?
Oh wait, no, it wasn't Finding Dory.
Yeah, it could have been, right?
Because that was 2016.
Yeah.
The big Disney one before that.
I don't know.
The Lion King 3. Or
The Lion King 3. I mean, but that doesn't sound bad. Oh wait, you saw it dubbed.
Yeah, I did not understand anything.
That's, okay, yeah, that's not great. What's the worst date you've ever been on? Wait, I just remembered. There was this while where whenever you went on a date, people would ask you, like your date would, on numerous occasions, ask you if you were the guy from the Quentin Hyde videos.
What?
You've said that to me. Or you made it up to boost my ego. That's also possible. You've told me that twice. Like one time, this girl was like, hey, could it have been that you've been in Quentin Hyde TikTok videos? And then this other time, you said that she snapped a picture of you to her friend, who then went, wait, is that Jesper Lust from the Quentin Hyde videos?
Right. No, that was just my last girlfriend. The last one.
She knew me? No.
No, her friend knew me from your videos.
Okay.
That was it. And the one before that, I think, was just on a dating app. Someone messaging me.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
That's so funny to me. That's so funny. Because I remember I was on a train and you messaged me. You were like, you're going to love this, but I'm on a date with this girl. She snapped a picture of me to her friend who was then like, hey, is that Jesper Lust from Quentin Hyde? And I felt so cool. I felt so sick. That was sick.
I only date to boost your ego.
I was about to say like, oh, and then you should date someone who looks a lot like me. But then I realized that'd be so creepy. I would hate that.
Also, no offense, but no thanks.
How dare you?
Like.
Why are you looking at me like that? Like analyzing me?
No, I'm just imagining you, but a girl.
I'd be hot as hell as a girl. We talked about that last night. That we did.
Yeah,
we talked about that last night.
I would be really hot as a girl.
No, me too, but like not at first.
No.
Like right now. At the age 25, I'd be hot. But when I was like 21, I'd be not very hot as a girl.
Yeah, no. Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. the listener must be like, yo, what do these dudes do off screen?
Usually kind of the things we do on screen.
Yeah, but we do a lot of hypotheticals. We love doing hypotheticals. We should do a next episode, just complete, like a complete flow of just hypothetical questions. Sounds we just prepare them beforehand and then just have...
Yeah.
That's really funny. We should do that for the next one.
Wait, you wanted to tell me something about the picture.
The picture?
You said that before the podcast. The dog picture.
Right. Oh, yeah. So on one of my dating platforms, or like the apps, I have a picture of Jesper on a leash. And I matched with someone who really likes that picture. And she's just consistently asking like, oh, what's his name? What should you name him? Like, as if you were my dog. Like, oh, what breed is that?
No.
And we have the whole conversation has just been about like what I named you as my dog and all. And yeah, that's really funny. I ended up telling her that I'm going to rename you Emmanuel because of the time that I made everyone believe that that's your middle name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
I think she might have a thing for.
No, I don't think so. I think she thinks the picture's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is a funny picture, but if you start a whole conversation about it...
No, wait, I'll show you.
What did you name the little boy?
No, I'll show you. She opens with...
What a cute dog.
I'm like, yeah, I know, right? It's a rescue. See, that's funny. That's funny.
Uh-huh.
Then she goes, oh, how cute. What's his name? I'm like, yeah, right? So his name is Jesper, but it's not really a logical dog name. She's like, huh, that's true. What are you gonna call him? Like, good question. You suggest him. She's like, what do you think, Max? I'm like, yeah, what about Emmanuel? Because I tell people that's his name. She's like, oh, that's fun. I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like, he's on my couch right now. I said that, I think, yesterday or something. I don't even remember.
The foundations of a good relationship. So how did you two meet? Well, we just talked for days about my friend on a leash.
Yeah, but people love that picture. It does really well because it's so insane. I've had multiple people just been like, Your profile seemed really interesting until I saw you leash someone. I'm like, well, you still like me? They're like, ah, fair enough.
I feel like that makes it interesting.
Yeah.
No offense.
At one time, I've only gotten a very sexual remark on that once.
Huh.
Yeah. But she lived very far away.
Of course. Yeah. Can't have women living close to you.
Thank you so much for listening and or watching this podcast. I would love for you to follow it. Let me know what you think. And I'd love to see you next time. See ya.